Chris Morning Update Monday April the 24th。嗨，大家好，欢迎来到元气满满的星期一。那么我们今天的专题会聚焦于50年来最难预测的法国大选。那么法国大选的第一轮投票开始了，其核心的关注点在于特朗普的效应是否会再次在法国上演。那么四位候选人分别是何许人也，以及法国大选结果对世界股市会带来何种冲击。France goes to polls on Sunday for the first round of the highly anticipated presidential election, regarded as the most crucial and unpredictable in decades. There are four frontrunners, but no clear favorite to get an outright majority in the first round of voting, which ends at 8 p.m. in Paris. The top two candidates will move on in the final runoff vote on May the 7th. Is France, Europe's second largest economy, in for an election shock for the same magnitude as Brexit in the UK and Donald Trump's shock win in the US? Here are some of the facts that you should know about the election. Will the reins of the French government fall into the hands of far-right firebrand that will take the country out of the European Union, or a centrist who spent most of his career in the private sector? Another layer of this year's French election is François Hollande's decision not to seek another term. He will be the country's first president not to be forced from office by a failed re-election. Hopes of continuity have also dashed. Benoît Hamon, the standard bearer for Hollande's Socialist Party, is no longer in the running. So, who exactly are the four frontrunners? So the very first one is Marine Le Pen, the leader of the far-right National Front Party. The 48-year-old Marine Le Pen was once a clear frontrunner, but may have been turned off by her party's hardline stances and the history of xenophobia and antisemitism. On April 10, Le Pen was criticized for denying France's responsibility for a mass arrest of Jews in Paris during World War II. Le Pen promises to protect France against Islamic fundamentalism and globalization by limiting immigration to just 10,000 per year and taxing the job contracts of foreigners. She also wants France to leave both the EU and the North Atlantic Treaty Organization. IMF Managing Director Christine Lagarde, France's former finance minister, said a Le Pen victory would cause political upheaval in the region. Le Pen's current stand on immigration contrasts with her early work as a young lawyer when she stood as a public defender for illegal immigrants. And the second is Emmanuel Macron. Sharing the lead in the polls with Le Pen is Emmanuel Macron, a 39-year-old centrist and a founder of the party En Marche. The former investment banker is a surprise contender and a staunch critic of Le Pen. Prior to running for office, Macron was France's economy minister, and he has never held an elected post. Macron said he plans to root out inequalities in the French pension system, sell government stakes in major firms, and downsize parliament. He also wants to raise wages for teachers and tackle unemployment. And the third one is François Fillon. Trailing the two leaders is Republican Party nominee François Fillon, 63 years old, who served as a prime minister from 2007 to 2012 under the then President Nicolas Sarkozy. The scandal-plagued politician was also an early front-runner but lost support after allegations his family received government salaries for non-existent jobs. Fillon advocates pro-market reforms and proposed a more radical project of slashing 500,000 public sector jobs and cutting corporate taxes. He wants civil servants to work more than 35 hours a week they do today. He also plans to cut public spending and revive the economy. And the last but not the least is Jean-Luc Mélenchon, representing the Left Party. The 65-year-old far-left candidate Jean-Luc Mélenchon was a former member of the Socialist Party. He also ran for office in 2012. He has promised to raise government spending and intends to impose a 90% tax on top earners while helping low-income groups by raising the minimum wage. Like Le Pen, he also wants France out of NATO. What will be the impact on the US stocks? The US stock market has proved to be quite resilient in the face of multiple geopolitical threats, and the next big event, France's presidential election, is likely to have a short-lived impact, according to analysts. Polls ahead of France's first-round votes on Sunday are incredibly close, with no candidates expected to win a majority. A May 7th runoff between Sunday's top two vote-getters is expected to decide the outcome. The fact that either a far-left or far-right Eurosceptic candidate could advance to take one or both of the top two spots has been making markets jittery over the past week, with European equities booking a modest weekly loss. An outright victory Sunday by any candidate is seen as a very long shot. Meanwhile, there are three more likely scenarios, ranging from bullish to bearish. Analysts agree that the worst-case scenario for stocks and other assets perceived as risky would be a runoff pitting far-right nationalist Marine Le Pen versus left-wing firebrand Jean-Luc Mélenchon. Both are seen as Eurosceptics, raising long-term questions about the viability of the Euro and the European Union itself. Jeffy and Winter both agree the most positive outcome for market would be if the runoff pitted Emmanuel Macron against François Fillon, both centrist career politicians. But an outcome pitting Macron against either Le Pen or Mélenchon may also be seen as a positive. Winter said, polls indicate Macron could stand a better chance than Fillon of winning a second-round battle versus Le Pen or Mélenchon. Regardless of the outcome, any potential dip is likely to be short-lived, though this time the risks are higher due to stretched valuations, according to Weiner. Investors have learned that buying dips is a good strategy, and we may see the S&P 500 recover very quickly, even if there is a knee-jerk reaction initially, but the index is at a much higher level than before Brexit or US elections, so the risks are higher too. Analysts say that global equity markets have been able to brush off geopolitical risks because investors do not believe the worst-case scenarios will happen or have lasting impacts. And that's all for today's special edition. Stay tuned for our version on Tuesday.